An announcement of $2.5 billion in federal funding for construction of dozens of small vessels for the Canadian Coast Guard has caught the attention of Victoria's Point Hope Maritime and other BC shipyards. Federal funds will pay for construction of up to 61 small vessels. Point Hope specializes in ship repair and maintenance, but General Manager Richard Ragosa said Thursday it plans to explore this opportunity in more detail. There may be elements of these new builds that we could combine with our activities in an innovative and collaborative delivery model, he said. The announcement was also welcomed by Chuck Coe, president of Allied Shipbuilders in North Vancouver, who said the company is absolutely interested in building vessels for the Coast Guard. It would be prepared to look at anything between 300 tons and just under 1,000 tons, he said. Co., too, is looking forward to getting more information about the plan. As for the size of vessels Allied would be interested in, Co. pointed to the 54.7-meter CCG's Tanu, a fisheries patrol vessel, and the 39.7-meter CCG's Vector. Allied is also hoping that contracts will include a large production run of lifeboats, he said. Dave Hargreaves, Senior Vice President of Strategy, Business Development and Communications at C-SPAN Shipyards, one of the country's few large shipbuilders, said the company is excited that the Coast Guard fleet is being revitalized. The small vessel build opportunity will further strengthen the vast Canadian supply chain that has already seen tremendous growth as a direct result of the National Shipbuilding Strategy, large vessel build programs, on which C-SPAN is a partner, he said in a statement. It takes the combined efforts of a countrywide shipbuilding industry to rebuild a fleet, and all of Canada's shipyards will be on board. A government statement says the small vessels will play an important role in the safety of mariners in Canadian waters and will support essential Canadian Coast Guard services and operations such as science research, aids to navigation, environmental response and search and rescue. The plan calls for 6 midshore, multi-mission vessels, 1 nearshore fishery research vessel, 16 specialty vessels consisting of 2 special nav aids vessels, 4 special shallow draft buoy tenders, 4 inshore science vessels, 4 special enforcement vessels, and 2 lake-class vessels. 4 air cushion vehicles, 34 Cape-class search and rescue lifeboats. Construction of the vessels will provide opportunities for smaller Canadian shipyards and suppliers in Canada, and lead to well-paying jobs in the marine sector, the statement said. The National Shipbuilding Strategy saw contracts for non-combat vessels, such as the Sir John Franklin, awarded to C-SPAN in North Vancouver and construction of combat ships going to Irving Shipbuilding in Nova Scotia. In April, Chantier Davy of Quebec was named a third partner in the national program. So far, 16 small vessels have been built for Fisheries and Oceans Canada and the Canadian Coast Guard, including 14 search and rescue lifeboats and 2 channel survey and sounding vessels. The federal announcement follows BC's recent decision to allocate up to $25 million over 3 years to upgrade shipyards in the areas of shipbuilding, refit, repair and maintenance. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com. ... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.